Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Sean Broderick, editor of Wealth Megatrends and contributing analyst to Weiss Ratings Daily. Now, Sean, before we get into some bigger picture market comments, I just want to outline the fact that you just added a solar stock. And look, sometimes we dive into the solar sector with you. Sometimes we dive into some of these other random sectors. I remember talking robots with you in one interview, but this solar stock, is this part of a bigger play for you? What do you like about this solar stock or the solar sector in general?
Well, I like the space in general. I mean, this year, if you believe the International Energy Agency, more money is going to be spent investing in greener energy. That's everything from solar to wind to hydro to nuclear, than will be spent on oil, gas, and coal. So it's a big shift. Much of this is a project spent by these governments all around the world just throwing money at this. And they are spending a lot of money, which means certain select companies stand to make lots of money. And in the U.S., U.S. solar manufacturers can benefit from the Inflation Reduction Act, which sets a tax credit at 30% for solar installations until December 31st, 2032. Now, a lot of people thought that would go away during the budget negotiations between the Republicans in Congress and the White House, but that didn't happen. You know, I mean, it's still in place. And so that's a boost to a bunch of these stocks I'm looking at. They look cheap by many metrics. And so for value reasons, as well as growth reasons, Bloomberg just put out an estimate that solar manufacturers could see sales increase 33% this year. That's a tremendous amount. So, you know, that's why I'm thinking this could be a good investment for my subscribers now. Now, I have to say, the market doesn't know whether to believe the debt deal is a real deal yet. I mean, it looks remarkably one-sided. It could still run it into trouble trying to pass through Congress. So nothing's guaranteed until the ink is signed on that. But I don't see any revision of that removing the solar credit. So I think that's still a pretty safe bet.
Sean, to your point about more money being invested in green energy, this is a continuing trend. And we get some fight back on some of these comments when you say, you got to follow the money. But people say, well, these companies don't make money. They're still not large players in the overall energy sector. But my argument to that is, look what we saw during those periods of easing by the central banks when money was so available. It didn't matter if companies were making money. You need to follow where the money is going and where governments are more supportive of that money going, because that's how you make money, usually, in markets. What would you have to say to this argument?
I would agree completely because, yeah, it's much easier to make money when you go with the trend. I mean, that's part of my whole investing philosophy. And if the government, or I should say multiple governments, are throwing money at something, that is a big trend. That really is. So I think you'd be foolish not to just pick up a bucket and get some of that money. And many of these companies, I mean, sure, there are price wars in things like solar. And so we have seen problems for some of these companies trying to make a buck. But on the other hand, I have to say manufacturing keeps improving. Some of these companies are just going to make a ton of money. Some make good money now. They're just going to make much more. So as long as you pick which one you invest in, you should be okay.
Now, do you focus on the big ones or do you go into the little guys because, well, just a little bit of money going into them can cause more torque?
Right. Well, again, that depends on the kind of investor you are. And I write the newsletter these stocks are going into have a pretty large subscriber base. I don't want to push things around. That said, there's nothing wrong with looking at the smaller stocks for a knock it out of the ballpark opportunity. Absolutely there. But, you know, the way that the governments of the world are throwing money at these things, even the larger stocks could move quite a bit, especially because many of them have been beaten down for the last year and a half. I mean, if you look at the big charts, many of these stocks just got hammered like during the pandemic, and they haven't come back since, even though we've seen these governments around the world start to crank up investment in this area. So I think that the larger stocks could still make substantial movements, 30, 40, 50% even. The small ones, though, that's where you really find the knock it out of the ballpark opportunities.
Oh, yeah. Higher risk, but also higher reward. But hey, I think we all know that, being in some of the juniors that we all are in. Let's talk now more big picture comments, starting with the dollar here, because the U.S. dollar, look, it moved almost straight down in Q4 of last year, and even through the first month of this year. Then it rebounded, and then it moved down again, and you can argue it made a double bottom. However, the second bottom was a little bit lower than the bottom made in January or early February. Now the dollar's run a little bit higher, but it hasn't made it up to that 10, almost 6 level that we saw in mid-March. How are you viewing the U.S. dollar right now?
Well, I think there are a few things that were supporting the U.S. dollar. One is that the U.S. economy is growing faster and bouncing back faster from the pandemic than other economies around the world. And that's the normal part of it. But I think an extraordinary thing was happening to the dollar recently, when it looked like the Republicans might actually negotiate cuts in the budget, you know, which means that the U.S. government would have to borrow less money. And that was really dollar supportive. Now we're seeing the U.S. dollar start to pull back after we get word of this, a budget deal. And I think part of that has to be that if this deal goes through, they're just ripping the lid off on spending. And so Uncle Sam's going to start printing again. And that is not conducive to a strong dollar. Now, I can also say, technically speaking, the U.S. dollar is up against overhead resistance from a downtrend. And so maybe it's just taking some time to work through that, or else maybe this is a very opportune place for it to move back lower. And one more thing I'll add to that is, normally, not always, but usually, we see precious metals move opposite of the U.S. dollar. So we have seen gold and silver beaten down, and the miners beaten down horribly. This could be a place where we could actually see them pick up quite a bit if we are going to see the U.S. dollar roll over.
Do you think that also carries over to the U.S. equity markets too? Because it has been that trend where the dollar moves lower. U.S. equity markets have done okay. However, in the last few weeks, that correlation hasn't been so much the case, as U.S. markets have held up better.
Yeah, well, it's not as strong a connection as you see in precious metals, but it's certainly there. And I wouldn't be surprised to see U.S. stocks, generally speaking, rally, or I should say zigzag higher. Nothing rallies in a straight line, but zigzag higher from here.
Sean, do you think this is a bit more of a balanced market that we're seeing, where precious metals are also holding up quite nicely? You look at a weekly chart of gold or silver, and it's higher lows and higher highs currently. The stocks, GDX, GDXJ, SIL, those aren't quite the same charts, but also U.S. equity markets. Those have been holding up relatively well. So it means that, in a way, investors are a bit more diversified, and they're not just so focused on either defensive or just simply growth assets?
Well, one thing that's really grabbing Wall Street's attention right now is artificial intelligence. And we'll have to see how much money that sucks out of the market, because now we hold some artificial intelligence stocks. Thank God we do, because those are the tent poles that are holding things up now when other things get kind of beaten down. And I'm probably going to buy more because I think this is a bubble, but I think it's a bubble that has a long way to inflate. So I'm not sure it's more of a balanced market, because the way hot money is chasing things around, this could be the year of AI. And so I would look at that. More to your point, that still does not mean you can't make good money in like the old-fashioned investments, things like precious metals, things like oil. And just to speak about oil for a quick second, we are seeing a pullback in oil as we speak. My theory is it is about the OPEC Plus meeting that's going to happen this week, June 3rd and 4th. And so far, OPEC Plus cuts to production have not really helped the oil market to any great extent. And I think traders are anticipating another bad reaction coming out of that OPEC Plus meeting. However, the way the bad news is being priced in, all the bad news might be priced in ahead of time. What I've been doing with my subscribers is just buying oil stocks that pay nice big fat dividends. We're being paid to wait anyway. It's a good year for artificial intelligence, but it could be a good year for, I'd say, more mainstream investments, things like oil, things like gold, things like silver, the good hard assets. Because, I mean, you can have all the tech in the world, but you need stuff to build the tech with. And so I'm looking at pullbacks and things like oil, things like copper, stuff like that. I see those as real buying opportunities. I think this is going to be a good year all around.
All right. Well, Sean, hey, I think we'd all like a good year all around compared to last year and just how tough it was. But this year's already off to a better start, and we're almost halfway through it already. So we'll see how it all plays out. Sean, as always, great chatting with you. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks. You too.